Okay.
We're on.
I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:03. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congresswoman Buckaroo.
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today and we ask that you be with the committee as we go about the work for the Osage people. We ask that you look over all Osage people wherever they may be. All these things we pray in your name. Amen. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion carries. Without objection, we are going to slightly jump around on this agenda because we have Mr. Lyons here, but we don't have Congresswoman Edwards here yet. And I know she has questions. So we're going to move that down just a little. We're going to go on to payables. We don't even have any payables.
These payables?
Oh.
What?
We don't. What do we have?
We have just that one.
Oh.
And I just made two copies.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So we have a payable for Citibank in the amount of $1,444.81. The chair will entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
To approve. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion carries. And we're going to move to item 7, which is the chairs for the chambers. We have information here. So here's our situation. We have 3 chairs that are broken and cannot be fixed. And the staff has looked for chairs to match. They are unable to find chairs that match the ones that aren't broken. So we have a... not major situation, but this is the options. We can replace the 3 that are broken. I can't believe we're talking about this, but we can replace the 3 that are broken, and the speaker, clerk, and assistant chief can sit in different chairs. But the chairs, as we understand it, have not been replaced since where's Trey at? Oh, he's not been here. I'm trying to think of someone who's been here, like, probably the longest. Well, Congressman Mason has. I don't know if you can remember that far back. But I know since 2010, we have not had new chairs. Granted, they're not used every day, but they are used by the Minerals Council and ourselves on a pretty regular basis. And the staff's recommendation and my recommendation is to just get all new chairs that match. And it's going to be over the $1,000 spending limit that I'm approved to sign off on. So that's why it's before you.
Do we have a total amount?
Dana, did you write a total on here?
Eli's got that.
Oh, Eli.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have a total amount. In order to do that, you kind of need to decide on a chair. In that little packet, you'll see 3 or 4 different options. If you all want to make a couple of recommendations on things that are important to you that I need to look for in a chair, I can then price that information and move forward.
Do you need a motion for you to go forward with this?
Mm-hmm. All right. Otherwise, we're stuck in different chairs.
I make a motion for a second speaker to move forward with purchasing new chairs for the chambers.
Not to exceed, or what do we want to do? Because we need to put a price point in there. Not to exceed, what, Eli, what was a guesstimation number?
Probably about $300 a chair at least.
Okay.
So 14, that'd be $4,200.
Not to exceed.
6,000?
No.
Is that too much?
Or, that's too much. Three?
I would say $6,300, not to exceed $6,300.
Okay.
Okay, I made my motion not to exceed $6,300.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda that we'll do is travel. Nothing? There's no travel. Okay. The next item on the agenda. Hold on. We're going to jump down to number 14, which is the legislative whistleblowers representative item. Donna?
The last time I was here, I told y'all that there was two representatives from executive, the AGs, and legislative. And actually, I went back to the policies and procedures, and it's two from OFPR. And Congress approved these policies and procedures, but they can be changed to include one from legislative if y'all want to do that. They just have to be changed and then resubmitted for approval.
Okay. Well, my comments are no one from the legislative branch needs to be on there. I'm okay with it being from OFPR. I think that that's a more fair process than having an elected official or even one of our staff members sit in on that committee. Anyone else? Congressman Mason?
I concur with that. What you said.
Okay. And then who picks the person, the two people off OFPR? I think the question was, when Kelly left, he sat on there, and when Kelly left, the current whistleblower committee selected Elaine, which is who I would have picked, personally. And the committee said, well, how did that happen? Are they, who's authorized to do that? So what is that process?
Since the policy and procedure said to from OFPR, they just automatically put her in there.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm there, and I've been on there since the get-go, and so okay. They just slipped a lane in there because of what the policies and procedures
okay.
say. So that's
okay. All right. That answers my question, so I'm good with that. Does anyone else need any other clarification? Congressman Mason?
So we have Elaine and Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next item on the agenda is that we're going to go to is the Osage Code. OU Law students, Speaker Pratt has information on that.
FYI, Maria is on listening in. I need my phone to do this. So all it is the, trying to find this email. There's a law student from the University of Oklahoma who has contacted me and said that basically that they're just trying to create a database of all tribes with their tribal codes online in one place for the use of their law students in the law program. And so they just, I mean, technically, I think they could just pull it anyways, but they, out of the giving the tribe the courtesy of just letting us know and asking our permission, they just want permission to be able to publish that with the other tribes that they're creating a database for. So if you all are, and I just let them know that I would bring that before the Congressional Affairs Committee, and if you all are okay with that, then vote, and then I can let him know that they can do that. So that's basically it in a nutshell, but if you have more questions, then I need to pull up that email. Like I said, I think technically they could pull it. They're just trying to give us the courtesy of asking. Because it's public.
Congressman Mason?
I think without objections, certainly they can. I have no objection.
Okay. Anyone else?
Okay, so can somebody move to approve them to do that, and then I'll get back with them.
So move.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay,
motion carries.
All right,
we have a B on here, which is online code with constant updates. That is for us, and actually, I don't have all the information we need to have for that, so I'm going to move that to the next meeting. Okay, we are, No. Next item on the agenda that we're going to go to is the legislative budget, which is number 9. Okay, Eli, you've been working on this. What changes did we make from the last time to this time? Because I know they were minimal.
The only change that was recommended to me was adding the receptionist position as part-time, which was $10,000, which subsequently is actually an increase of $13,221 after IDC and benefits.
Okay, and that was because we had her for more hours than the pool for part-time
essentially
seasonal employees that come out of the, what budget was that, the HR
temp pool
budget. Temp pool budget.
That's all been reimbursed. You're covered on that.
Okay.
This is just moving forward for fiscal year 18. You'll have a spot in your budgeted for this position. So we can go ahead and hire that position as a temporary or seasonal position. Very similar to how you hire your sergeant bombs right now. So that we can keep her on a regular basis.
Okay. And that was the only thing that
was... That was the only change that was recommended to me.
Okay. We discussed this budget the last time pretty in depth, and that was the only change that we had that I can recall. So what we had agreed to do was send it back to Eli, make that change, and agreed to put it on this agenda so that we could move it out. So the chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the 2018 legislative branch. Should we say legislative branch budget or just Congress?
Legislative branch is fine.
Congress?
Because we have to look at OPRs.
Okay, that's true.
Motion to approve the 2018 Congress budget.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item we're going to look at is the OFPR budget, which we also looked at last time. Eli, one change on there, didn't we? Okay, Donna.
Congresswoman Edwards asked that we change the chief audit officer salary to $75,000,
mm-hmm.
and so I put that in there, which of course reduced the subtotal there and changed our benefits. Other than that, everything stayed the same.
Okay, that was the only change I recall that was asked of this committee. Chair will entertain a motion for this budget to be approved.
I got a question.
Okay.
Was there something about the last meeting about the signature, about the template that was used?
There was, and that hasn't.
So we need to change that. So you need to change it and resubmit it.
We would prefer for you to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay. All right. We'll wait on that and add that to the next. CA committee. Yes.
If just the signature line is the only thing, might recommend that you actually approve it with the ability for you to sign that with the change signature line. because the numbers won't change.
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
Did you get that?
Chair will entertain a motion to accept and approve the budget for OFPR for FY18, noting that the signature line page will be changed to include second speaker as a signature before officially being
accepted.
So moved.
Second.
All right, well, it is 10:18 and we still have a packed agenda, and I wanted to wait on Congresswoman Edwards because I was told she was going to be late, but I think we're going to have to move. We can't wait on, we've gotten through a couple of, you know, good things. All right, we're going to go into executive session to discuss proprietary legal matters with Mr. Lyons, and then we will move to the last remaining 1, 2, 3 items on our agenda. I'm limiting this conversation for 30 minutes.
Is that a motion to go into executive session?
Yes.
Second, I'll make that motion.
Motion to go into executive session for the sake of discussion of proprietary legal matters.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are in executive session.